This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, Skuring and Utermarkt, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, and the Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Precision Pulley and Idler, Hubes Garage, Melcher Dallas Schools, Craig Douglas and Doxy Express, and Van Wall Equipment in Knoxville and Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Why do our volunteer first responders do what they do? In the 10th part of a 10-part series on public safety, let's go in depth with Lieutenant Shane Cox with the Pella Police Department. Lieutenant Cox, how did you get your start in law enforcement?
I started as a reserve deputy at the Marion County Sheriff's Office in roughly 1998.
And your father, Tim, was in law enforcement?
Yes.
Still is.
Yep. Yeah.
What's the process? What made you decide to go?
So probably around 15 or 16, I started riding with the deputies. Just every once in a while, I'd go in and ride. And one night when I had turned 18 and I was at a reserve officer meeting at the courthouse with my dad. I just went in with him, and Sheriff Van Haften at the time was sitting in his office in the courthouse, and he yelled out and said, "Hey, you want to be on the reserves?" Because he knew I wanted to be in law enforcement, and I said, "Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting on the reserves. What do I need to do?" And he said, "Well, do you have a gun?" And I said, "I don't." So he opened up his desk drawer and had a gun in there, an extra gun that he had, and set it on the desk and said, "So now you have a gun. Show up tomorrow and we'll get you some uniforms and you can be a reserve officer." So that was my hiring process.
And it's different today.
A little different today, yes. A lot more stringent testing and a few more steps to go through in the process.
Well, I think that's a great story in that the reserves are important in various capacities across law enforcement in the county. And some people do it, you know, just to help out when they can. Other people build a career on it.
Yes. Pretty much you just covered what I always say is the two reasons to be a reserve officer. Either one, you're somebody that wants to build a career in law enforcement, and that's a really good way to get your foot in the door, get some experience, gain some knowledge before you actually step into it full time. And the other side of the coin are the people that want to help their communities out, want to volunteer their time to help the local police department or sheriff's office.
How many reserves does the Pella Police Department have?
Currently, we have 5.
Is that enough?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no. Tulip time, obviously, is a big time for us as far as needing extra help. So like this weekend coming up, we have the Pella High School winter formal, the winter dance. And they request a couple officers just to come and hang out and make sure that everything runs smoothly. And so out of my 5 reserve officers, you know, it's fairly easy most of the time to get 2 or 3 to sign up for an event like that. When tulip time comes around and I'm emailing the reserves trying to get schedules lined up, and I'm requesting all of them for as many days as possible during tulip time, sometimes that can stretch them pretty thin.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Community First Credit Union mortgage originator Josh Mick, McCoy True Value, Houston's on Main, Verduft Agency, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Police Department, Pella Regional Health Center, Van Haften Racing, Iowa State Savings Bank, and Knoxville Raceway.
I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Shane Cox with the Pella Police Department. What's the training that a reserve gets?
So back in, I want to say 2010, I believe the state passed a law that reserve officers need to become state certified reserve officers. What that entails is 150 hours of training. The Iowa Law Enforcement Academy does that training through module testing. So if we hire a new reserve officer, that reserve officer has 18 months to complete their certification and through Iowa Law Enforcement Academy and become state certified officers. And that training entails, there are a lot of different subjects, criminal law, traffic direction, driving, defensive driving, just pretty much anything you can think of to do with law enforcement. The reserve officers go through that training.
That's a lot of training.
It's a lot of training. A lot of the things that the reserves either do on their own volition or are required to do by the state is on top of their normal job, on top of their full-time job. So they truly are volunteers for us.
Well, it takes an understanding family.
Yes. The good thing about law enforcement is whether you're full-time, whether you're a reserve officer, a dispatcher, if you're in the law enforcement family, it's just that. It's a family. So even our reserve officers, you know, we have a yearly picnic for the police department. So the reserve officers come to that. They bring their families. They bring their kids. You know, we know all their wives. We know their kids. We see them around town all the time. So it is a lot of time to be asked, you know, to be away from your family. But the reserve officers that we have, the majority of them have been around the police department long enough that their families are kind of used to what it entails.
Might we ever see a reserve officer on patrol?
Yes. And the thing with a reserve officer is you never know if it's a reserve officer or not. Unless you're close enough to them to read their badge where it says reserve officer, they wear the same uniform that all of the full-time officers wear. If they've been on as a reserve long enough, then we allow them to drive patrol cars. When they help with house moves or go to work the dance or the high school football game, they drive our patrol cars to those events and use them. So the officer that you're talking to might very well be volunteering his or her time.
But they still have all the law enforcement powers that a normal officer does?
Yes. The only thing that a reserve officer really does not have is the ability to complete an OWI arrest. There's a portion of the testing in an OWI that you have to be a certified peace officer to complete that portion. Other than that, they have full arrest powers. They dress like us. They carry the same firearms, that type of stuff. They go through all of those trainings with the regular officers.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Motor Inn Auto Group Service Department, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, and Knoxville Farm and Home. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Every Step, Mahaska Bottling Company, Culver's Appella, To Be Constructed, and Corner Sundry.
I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Shane Cox with the Appella Police Department. What's special about that OWI training?
You know, I've never known. I don't know. It really, the part of it is just a paragraph that you have to read to a person that's been arrested for OWI, and if you are not a certified peace officer, you're not allowed to read that paragraph to an arrestee. And to my knowledge, that I believe is the only thing that they can't do.
Wow. And so if they encounter somebody that they suspect of drinking and driving, they'll call another officer on
yep. duty. If the reserve officers are out on patrol, not riding with a full-time officer, and they do a traffic stop, and the driver's been drinking, then they would call for a full-time officer to come and take over.
And the person that's been pulled over is hoping he sobers up pretty quick.
I guess. I'm not sure what's going through their head, but that would probably make sense, yes.
He or she, I should say. How about investigations? If they come upon a crime scene, what happens then?
The majority of things that a reserve officer runs into is going to be given over to a full-time officer. They, as we spoke a little bit ago, they have the powers through the state to do a lot of that stuff. However, let's take a burglary, for example. It doesn't just end with the taking of the report. So a reserve officer that's volunteering their time to come in and help might not have the time to, or the experience to do a full-blown investigation. So anything that's going to turn into something bigger, I would say 99.9% of the time is going to be handed over to a full-time officer or to our investigator who will take over. A lot of those things, even something simple as a traffic citation. A reserve officer writing a traffic citation is perfectly normal. However, some traffic citations don't stop after the traffic stop, so there might be a court date that they could get subpoenaed for. Reserve officers, if they find themselves in that situation, then in turn have to take a day of vacation from their normal 9-to-5 day job, you know, their full-time position, so that they can go to court for that subpoena for the traffic citation that they wrote 3 months ago or whatever the case may be. So most of the time we'll use them in a capacity where they're not finding themselves in those situations where they're going to get into something that's going to drag out for months.
Right. And if there's an investigation, you can't have something happen Saturday night and then they go to work Monday. If the investigation continues, you can't really
Correct.
Do that.
Yeah. Correct. And not that I don't want to take anything away from the reserve officers, but like I said, most of them aren't going to have the experience or the working knowledge of really truly running an entire investigation. So those things are going to be handed over and let the full-time officers that are actually getting paid to do that kind of work, let them complete the work.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by American Family Insurance agent Phil Griffin, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Iowa Clinics Indianola with same-day appointments, Indianola School District, and Sports Page Grill in Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, the Pella Walmart, Vanderbeek Photography, Indianola Memorial Works, Tyson's of Pella, and Ellis Law Office in Indianola.
I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Shane Cox with the Pella Police Department. What's the longest length of time that a reserve officer has served, to your knowledge?
Right now, and he's not here, but I don't think you'll mind, Glenn Matherly is on our reserve unit, and I'm not 100% sure. I want to say he's been on the reserves for 34 years. So we have Glenn at 33, 34 years, right in that area. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have Sebastian Sikora, who's our newest reserve officer, and he's been around for right at a year. So we have a full gamut of experience and time related to the reserves.
Yeah, and I've talked with Glenn before. He has lots of knowledge.
He
cares about the community.
He does, and Glenn is a person that, And there again, I don't want to take anything away from any of the reserves because they're all very helpful when I need them. But Glenn has been around for that long, and I know I can always count on Glenn. If everybody else has something going on, Glenn will make it work to come in and help where he's needed at the police department.
What do they say when you ask them, why are they doing this? What are most of them want? What do they get out of it?
I would say out of the five that we have, four are in the group of they wanted to give back to the community. They wanted to, the majority of them, so three out of the five work for Vermeer. And, they've been around a long time. They grew up in Pella, or if they didn't, they were close and, you know, they've been around the community for a long time. So the majority of them want to do what they can to help give back. And kind of like what I mentioned, once you get into law enforcement, whether it's full-time or as a reserve officer, it's a family atmosphere. We have a very close-knit police department. And once you get in, it's, you know, it's fun. We try to have fun and help the community and do what we can. But Sebastian, the youngest reserve officer, I think he's more on the other side of the table as far as I think he'd like to have a career someday in law enforcement. And he came and got on a year ago trying to gain some experience and some knowledge, and hopefully that'll work out for him.
Okay, so think back to you when you were that kid,
yep.
18 years old or so, in Sheriff Marv Van Haften's office,
yep.
And you can see forward to today. What's that kid going to think?
I think the biggest thing is, I don't know, I wish when I was 18 I would have realized how fast time goes. Even thinking once I started full-time here in Pella, I was 22 years old, just turned 22 a week before I started, and I'll be 40 in March. So I've been here a while, and I remember looking around at some of the guys that had been here quite a while back then when I started, thinking, man, those guys are old. You know, they've been here forever. I blinked, and I'm that guy now. We have younger officers, you know, that we're hiring now. We're hiring people in the 22 to 25-year-old range, and those guys are looking at me that way and saying, man, this guy's been around here forever, and he's, you know, maybe a little grumpy every once in a while or whatever. Same exact stuff I thought 18 years ago, but I wish I would have known how fast time goes, or thought about it, or been able to tell my 18-year-old self to enjoy the ride, because it goes fast.
Thanks to Lieutenant Shane Cox for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.